Let's take a moment now to pick up a thread from Sunday's presidential debate. You may recall an exchange between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump about steel.
We have to bring back our workers. You take a look at what's happening to steel and the cost of steel and China dumping vast amounts of steel all over the United States, which essentially is killing our steel workers and our steel companies.
To which Clinton responded,
China is illegally dumping steel in the United States and Donald Trump is buying it to build his buildings, putting steel workers and American steel plants out of business.
It is a little confusing, so we asked the world's Jason Margolis to look into the claims.
First, let's just define the problem with steel today. Overcapacity. Scott Paul is president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, which was started in part by the United Steelworkers. He explains the basics.
Overcapacity is actually pretty simple. It's when a country, or in aggregate the world, is producing more of something than it needs. So the consumer demand is lower than the production.
Simply put, right now, the world is awash in too much steel. Nearly half of the excess is coming from China. Scott Paul argues that China operates by a different set of guidelines.
Its steel industry is not profit motivated. It's generally controlled by the government in Beijing. It's used as an employment policy as well as manufacturing.
The U.S. and Europe can't compete with Chinese prices, often below the cost of production. China has been violating existing international trade laws to do that. The result, around 15,000 American steel and iron workers have lost their jobs over the past year, and thousands more are facing potential layoffs. So that's the situation. Now, let's briefly revisit Sunday night's debate. Donald Trump brought up steel first.
China dumping vast amounts of steel all over the United States,
and Donald Trump is buying it to build his buildings.
Here's what Clinton is talking about. Last week, Newsweek reported that Donald Trump purchased steel and aluminum from China for two of his high-profile construction projects in Las Vegas and Chicago. The buildings opened in 2008 and 2009. According to Newsweek's investigation, Trump purchased Chinese metals using shell companies in the British Virgin Islands. That's not a crime, but it infuriates Leo Gerard, president of the United Steelworkers Union. He spoke with me today from a car phone.
Trump is a phony, and quote me on that. In every facet of his life, he's never done anything for anybody but himself.
Gerard says Trump could have bought American steel, but he chose cheaper steel from China, then tried to hide it.
It goes to prove consistent with his behavior. We see what he did in his clothing line. We see what he did in his furnishing line. And we're seeing what he's doing with manufacturing goods.
Still, Trump doubled down on his promises, speaking yesterday in western Pennsylvania.
Let me tell you, that's going to be turned around on day one if I win. On day one, your jobs are coming back to Pennsylvania, and they're coming back to this area. And that means we're going to take care of our steel workers, and we're going to take care of our miners. Believe me, we're going to take care of
them. Economists seem to agree, though, you can't turn back the clock. In the 1970s, 250,000 people worked in the steel industry in Pennsylvania. Today, that figure is closer to 40,000. Still, Trump's message of hope, even without any specifics how he'd restore jobs, resonates in steel country. I was in western Pennsylvania a few weeks ago and met a lot of people like Steve Toprani and Benjamin Fisher who support Trump.
He's really one of the first national candidates to speak at this local level about the want for industry. So just the fact that he's engaged in this dialogue is something that many voters haven't seen in a generation.
Just like any other politician, and I got to put him into the politician mix. I don't think they can do everything they say they can do. So it's kind of like, why not give the guy a shot for 4 years? If it doesn't work out, we can always go back to all the politicians before.
Leo Gerard with the United Steelworkers Union says bringing back steel jobs requires smart policies on investment and trade. He says Hillary Clinton has offered solid solutions, working within the law to prosecute China for violating existing trade rules. As for Trump, Gerard said he's seen steel communities hollowed out, and he can't stomach the idea that people are putting hope in Trump's promises.
It makes me a combination of angry, sad, and disappointed. So I think that we've got time to continue to educate people, and I don't want to see them having a broken heart another time.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.